With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. Microsoft, Amazon, and other companies in our area bring a lot of foreign-born workers who have expertise in science and technology to our area on special visas. Well, there's a new study out that shows that these people help lift pay for the rest of us. They looked at 219 metropolitan areas, including Seattle, from 1990 to 2010. The places with the most foreign workers in science and technology saw the greatest leap in salaries. Giovanni Perry is an economics professor at the University of California, Davis, and one of the authors of the study. He says that skilled foreign workers can increase innovation, and that in turn benefits other sectors of the economy.
Think of the medical sector that uses this technology, the educational sector, the financial sector, and this growth in the ability of producing allow firms to become larger, to hire more workers. So the key thing here is productivity growth. Economists have always said that for the United States, the only way to keep growing and creating job and expanding is to have more productivity growth. And this worker, by contributing to science and technology, especially in the high-tech sector, which are the one that pull the economy, are contributing to an increase in the size of the pie. So it's not that there is a fixed number of jobs and they take some and those jobs are not there for Americans anymore, but it's that by attracting this and generating more innovation and productivity growth, the size of the economy grows, the number of jobs also grows, and the productivity of each job increases, and that's why they have been beneficial.
So you found more foreign workers, big jump in salaries. Just because these two things happen doesn't mean that one caused the other. How did you conclude that the increase in foreign workers led to the increase in salaries overall?
Yes, absolutely. So the idea is that we used the fact that a visa to admit these foreign workers into the United States has changed over the period that we analyzed. The policy in the 90s, there were relatively few of these visas allowed, and then in the late 90s, early 2000, the cap for this visa increased to more than 100,000, and then in the mid-2000 went down back again. Those are shifts that caused the change in the inflow of this H-1B foreign worker, who mostly are employed in high-tech industry. And so using this variation of supply, which was policy-driven, we look at the consequences that this had on the city where these STEM workers went.
Why do U.S. companies need to bring in foreign workers in science and technology?
So there is a very large demand for workers in science and technology, and this has grown in the 20 years that we considered because of the technological growth of the computer sector. So the demand has grown very much, and the supply of U.S.-born workers has also grown, but has not kept the pace, simply because technological innovation has been fast, and in the computer and high-tech industry, the only way to stay ahead is to continue to innovate. So you need more people, more innovator, more scientists. In this type of environment, companies will try to get these high-skilled worker where they can. Some come from the U.S. And it's always better to get an American one for a company if they can, because getting the visa and going through the process of hiring a foreign-born is expensive for them, in fact. But the demand has been so large that a lot of the newly hired that have been foreign worker, foreign scientist, foreign engineer. And the other reason is that if you want really bright and smart people, they are not all born in the U.S., the bright and smart. And so you may want to look around and try to hire the best option that you have.
Giovanni Perry is an economics professor at the University of California, Davis. Now, many people, particularly in an area like Seattle, say, yeah, it has certainly increased salaries for some people who are in these technology fields, but for people who are not in technology fields, it's just raised the price of real estate and made it unaffordable.
But this, in a sense, is a consequence of the success and the fact that people want to be in these places because in these places jobs are available and good wages are available. So think of what economists call the multiplier, the local multiplier effect of these high-tech firms. You hire some person, and this person, on one hand, they are going to also demand and consume some services. So you also need more people providing restaurant, personal services, construction services, and so you create a stimulus for the local economy. And on the other hand, you are also going to create improvement in productivity in other sectors. sector through the adoption of this better technology. As I said before, medical sector, which creates a lot of jobs, actually one of the sectors that creates most jobs, benefits a lot from this technology. The high-end financial human capital resource sectors, but also retail and distribution have benefited a lot from this improvement in technology. So really, there is a local multiplying effect. And you're right, in some of these cities, the price of the houses has gone up, but this is more of a consequence of the success than anything else. People want to be there, and they're better off because of the better job opportunities and better wage, even if they have to pay a little higher rents or house price.
Giovanni Perry, what are the policy implications for immigration policy of this study?
So there is one very simple implication. There is a bill to reform the current immigration system who has passed the Senate and is sitting at the House, which would propose to increase the number of H-1B visa from the current 65,000 to 110,000. That seems to be a no-brainer. The positive effect of this, this study shows, will be very large, especially in the long run. And just for the inaction of politicians, there is a real cost of not increasing this number. Just to give you an example, this year, the number of H-1B visa requests from companies has reached the cap in the first week, and so there was the lottery in early May in order to assign them. This increasing the cap at least will allow most of the people who request and go through all the hoops to get a permit for a foreign worker to get their workers. So I think that piece of the reform is definitely going to benefit a lot in the U.S. in the long run. And I think we should be aware that not passing it every year is going to reduce the benefits that we get.
That's Giovanni Perry, an economics professor at the University of California, Davis. He's the co-author of a study that found economic benefits from hiring more foreign workers in the fields of science and technology. This is The Record on KUOW.